Well, good Wednesday to you. Here begins something new. I'm Matt Briscoe. This is Secondary Sources, a short weekly podcast, a news magazine of sorts that starts right now. Each week on Wednesday, we'll bring you a look at the news, of course, but we're going to spend most of our time trying to explain it to ourselves and to you. We're not going to hurry through it. If we have time for a background story, well, we'll do a background story. We'll have time to talk about art, music, books, movies, and sports, of course. We'll get down into something that broadcasters today rarely do. Short little essays on topics like politics, religion, learning, science, the environment. We'll tell you what to expect from the weekend weather, and I'm going to get into the headlines for the week, wherever and whatever they might be, and try to make some sense of it all. There'll be crackles, hisses, pops, noises of all kinds. The noises that once made radio great. But for now, let's look at the news headlines for our week, starting Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. The Texas Supreme Court upheld the murder conviction of a man who claimed police violated his civil rights by using his cell phone location data to find him without a warrant. Christian Sims was convicted back in 2014 for fatally shooting his grandmother. Police used Sims' location data to track him to a hotel in Oklahoma. The Supreme Court ruled back in June that the police generally need to have a warrant to go looking at location records. But the Texas Supreme Court said that Sims had no expectations of privacy because investigators only accessed 3 hours of data. Edna, Texas Mayor Joe Herms announced that he won't be seeking re-election this May after serving the Mid-Coast community for nearly 40 years. Of those 40 years, Mayor Herms has held the spot of mayor for 32 years. While he's been in the little town of Edna, the town's gotten 3 new parks, a community swimming pool. The 75-year-old mayor says he'll stay active around town, but he wants to spend more time at home with his family. Now, who could argue with that? Buc-ee's, the store that made its name on massive gas pumps, clean restrooms, and overpriced beef jerky, has opened their first store outside of the state of Texas. The 50,000-square-foot store features some 124 gas pumps and, of course, plenty of food offerings. It's located on Interstate 10 near the Alabama coast in the town of Loxley. Buc-ee's founder, Arch Applin, said that he's looking at locations also east of Birmingham to bring additional sites to the state of Alabama. A jury in Corpus Christi found a man not guilty due to insanity following a deadly stabbing at a church there in 2018. 29-year-old Marco Marino attacked a handful of people during a worship service at a South Texas church in Corpus Christi, killing one man, injuring 3 more. Prosecutors claim that Marino, who was already diagnosed as being mentally ill, had become even more irresponsible by smoking marijuana. The jury didn't think so. And now, for a look at our weather. Well, you likely went to bed Tuesday night to some warm and muggy air, at least I did, here in Corpus Christi where I live, but waking up Wednesday morning was a different story, wasn't it? Video from the Austin area Wednesday morning showed ice pellets hitting the ground up there. This particular cold front, forecasters say, will likely be well offshore this afternoon, and things will be pretty pleasant for most of the day. Forecasters say it could still be slightly drier the rest of the week into the weekend. That's good news for the calendar that we'll have coming up here shortly. Rain chances do come back early next week before you and I meet again. It's going to be fairly cold around most of the state, they say, but for most of the week it should be fairly pleasant. Comfortable highs and chilly morning lows. There's even some talk about next week, possibly about this time, some colder air will move back down into the state. It is that time of year again, isn't it? And now for this week's essay. You know, the Texas legislature never comes and goes without any controversy, but you knew it would start like this, right? But now, from what I hear, State Senator Kel Seliger, a longtime Republican from Amarillo, was upset maybe over some committee assignments and claimed retaliation from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. But why in the first place? Well, Senator Seliger claims that it was because he didn't fully support Patrick's agenda when the circus came to town back in 2018. Anyway, I guess Seliger went on the radio and said that a female staffer of Dan Patrick's could put her lips on his backside. Well, I don't think that set well with Patrick, so he demanded an apology. So Seliger didn't. So Patrick, who wants to be sort of a Texas Donald Trump, took more committee shots at Seliger and basically tried to publicly flog the man at the Capitol. To me, Dan Patrick is about the most empty set of boots that we've ever had occupy that office. Maybe you like him, and that's okay. But maybe it's time we sit back and tell them all to kiss our backside. But wait, hold off on that until they fix property taxes and the failing schools in this state and give our teachers a raise. They're trying to. They at least owe us that much. And now for our cover story. You know, normally a cover story is something that we think is unique or special, something that really stands out. That's why this week our cover story is about us, the secondary source. You know, I have a personal stake in this project, and so far I hope that you like what you hear. I personally pick most of the stories that you're listening to here on the secondary source. I also write them and take the photos and do the interviews and all the behind-the-scenes work. It's a pretty much a one-man show, but this podcast is more about you and me. It's more about you and I and our relationship to each other as friends. I want to know what's important to you, what stories that you want to hear, and what kind of stories that you'd like me to cover. Our goal is to publish this radio show or podcast, if you will, once a week on Wednesdays. The main focus is going to be Texas. The center of it is you and I. I came up with this idea because I heard from you. You were tired of the same old stories. You were tired of the doom and gloom, and you wanted to hear. You wanted to feel something more. I heard you. And I heard that you wanted a radio show that kind of reflected old-time radio, so to speak, and that went deeper than just making a point or creating a controversy of some sort. This is a place that you can use your imagination, a place where you can close your eyes and picture your old friend sitting across the table from you talking about the news and things that interest you. An old-time radio with a modern twist, a place that, well, you can call home. I've been a journalist for going on 15 years now, and for most of it, I've always wanted to do something different. I never approached the same story, this different stories the same. There was no cookie-cutter way to do this job. I think that this is exactly what this is all about. Different, old, new, all rolled into one. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you'll tell your friends about our little chats. Let's talk about things, not debate them. Let's talk about them. Let's make this show ours. And now, for our sounds of nature. In this week's Sound of Nature, we're taking you out to West Texas. We're here in the Big Bend. And now for this week's calendar. Friday, January 25th through Sunday, January 27th, the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas in Irving, they're holding Zest Fest. You can try some spicy food and experience some spicy exhibits. Maybe add some spice to your life. That's Zest Fest. On Saturday, you can find the second annual Surfside Beach Food and Art Festival featuring a chili cook-off, art sale, games, and live music. That's at Stallman Park in Surfside. Friday and Saturday in Kerrville, you can go to the Kerrville Renaissance Festival. They'll be holding that at the River Star Arts and Event Park. Or maybe you'll want to go down to Houston and check out the Children's Texas Art Festival. That's going to be held at the Bayou Bend Collection and Garden. That's in Houston. Today is January 23rd, 2019. On this day in 1983, the Corpus Christi Caller Times celebrated their 100th birthday. They gave the city a gift. It was a monument by Kent Oberg. He called it Wind in the Sails. And before we leave you this week, let's take one last look at the headlines. The Texas legislature is still in session. Things are starting to still getting a little bit organized, a little controversial, and settled in under the big dome. We'll see some progressively faster-paced progress now that committees are set. After a little controversy between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump, it does seem that he will deliver his State of the Union address. The death toll in the Mexican pipeline explosion has risen to 95. 44 victims are still in the hospital. Two of them are being treated right here in Galveston. And speaking of Galveston, police there say that they've captured a pair of runaway emus. That's right, emus. After they escaped from their owner's backyard. Emus, they're not permitted within the city limits of Galveston. Well, that's all we have for you this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you tell your friends about it. I look forward to joining you again next week, as we may have some interviews and some discussions and different stories. We'll look at our world together. We'll talk about things, and we'll just see where it goes. But for now, I'm Matt Briscoe, and I'll see you next Wednesday on The Secondary Source. Have a great rest of your week.